There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Season 2 of Confessions of a New Grad. This podcast is an ongoing story, so if you haven't listened to Season 1 yet, I'd recommend starting there. Chapter 23, Breaking the Napkin Contract. Apollo didn't reach for the hand that I had held out for him to shake. He just stared at me. Amanda frowned. "Are you okay, Apollo?" Her words seemed to jolt him out of his shock. He hastily took my hand and gave it a feeble shake. "You're so weird," Amanda laughed indulgently at him, then turned away to order more drinks.
"But Brooklyn?"
Apollo stammered. His eyes were still very wide, but their expression was different. It wasn't shock anymore. It was something deeper and more intense. Remorse? Pity? I didn't know. All I did know was that he seemed to be trying to express something to me. I glared back at him, wondering what he could possibly say that would make me hate him any less. And hating myself for still, even now, wanting to hear some kind of explanation. Why had he texted me so many times this week? And then again tonight? Was he really that much of a scumbag? Or was it possible that Amanda was exaggerating or maybe delusional about the status of their relationship? "Happy birthday, Brooklyn," Amanda called, giving me a tight hug and thrusting an electric blue shot in my hand. This, of course, made me feel like almost as much of a scumbag as Apollo. Amanda wasn't an idiot. She taught AP math, for goodness sake. And she'd been nothing but lovely to me ever since I'd met her. Still, I was tempted to blame her and give Apollo the benefit of the doubt. How many times did he need to hurt me before I let him go? He'd already dumped me once back at UBC, and even when things had been good between us, they'd still been maddeningly hot and cold, with him avoiding me one day, then helping me move into my new apartment the next, and then going on a romantic stroll along the seawall with Amanda after that. How did he even have the energy for all of this? Amanda clinked her shot against mine. "To Brooklyn," she cried. Then the DJ transitioned to a mashup from the 80s, and Amanda rushed off onto the dance floor to join Lana and Brie. I looked around for Gemma. I needed to talk to her. But her curly head was nowhere to be found.
"Can I talk to you?" Apollo muttered.
"No," I said, turning my back on him to face Bentley instead.
"Do you want another drink?" Bentley asked.
I nodded. The image of the napkin I'd signed with Gemma earlier that week swam into my mind's eye, but then the bartender handed us our drinks and I washed it away.
"What's going on?"
Bentley muttered, eyeing Apollo.
"What do you mean?"
"I thought, aren't you dating that Apollo guy?"
"No."
"But isn't that the guy who showed up on Halloween? Didn't you two go home together?"
My stomach fell.
I'd forgotten that Bentley had seen that. And not just Bentley. Nearly every person that I knew in this bar had seen Apollo and I hooking up on Halloween. What if one of them said something to Amanda? I chewed on my straw in agitation.
"Why'd Amanda give Apollo a kiss when he arrived, though?" Bentley asked.
"Because she's his girlfriend," I sighed.
"But Halloween was like a few weeks ago. Did you guys... Does she know?
No, I said, starting to feel irritated. I scanned the dance floor again for Gemma.
But what's going on?
I don't know, Bentley. You know as much as I do, I snapped.
I'm sorry, I'm going to the bathroom, I said curtly, and I pushed past him toward it.
Somehow, I was even angrier when I came out of the bathroom than I had been when I went into it. Where were my friends? Lan and Bree weren't in the spot they'd been before. I was certain that they and Gemma had to be somewhere on the dance floor, but it was impossible to see more than a few feet in front of me. Someone gently pulled my arm and I whirled around in relief, hoping to see Gemma, Lana, or Bree, but instead found myself nose to nose with Apollo.
Let go of me. I pushed his hand away. Brooklyn, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that you and Amanda knew each other.
We didn't know each other. I met her on my first day of work.
Shit, Brooklyn, I'm so sorry. I didn't think.
That is obvious.
You're right. I'm such an idiot. Brooklyn, can we just talk outside, please?
For a split second, I considered hearing him out, but then Amanda appeared out of nowhere.
There you guys are. Come on, let's go dance. She grabbed Apollo with one hand, me with the other, and dragged us into the middle of the dance floor.
I don't know if I've ever been involved in a more awkward situation. Amanda was completely intoxicated and having the time of her life. This meant that she wasn't picking up on how stiff and uncomfortable both Apollo and I were. Instead, she started dancing provocatively in between us.
I'm so sorry, Apollo mouthed behind Amanda's back as she twirled off of him and onto me.
This just made me feel worse. After several painful 80s hits, I extricated myself from Amanda, assuring her that I was going to buy more drinks, but would be back in a moment.
You're the best, Brooklyn, she said, giving me a kiss on the cheek. Thanks for inviting me tonight. All of your friends are so nice. I haven't had this much fun in ages.
I couldn't think of anything to say to this, so I just smiled and headed over to the bar. Something green caught my eye, and I bent down to pick up a $20 bill.
What can I get for you?
A shirtless bartender asked as I straightened up.
As many shots as this will buy me.
Any particular kind of shot you're looking for?
Surprise me, I said gloomily.
Okay,
he grinned, spinning a bottle of tequila across his arm and pouring it into four shot glasses. I picked up the first one and drained it. I was about to do the same with the second when a voice to my right said,
Now you look like a fun time.
I looked over and for a moment thought the tequila shot must have gone straight to my head. The sparkling mirage of a man in front of me was way too good to be true. Thor? The guy who had spoken was tall. Really tall, like Apollo level tall. He was huge, too. The lumberjack style shirt he was wearing strained under his enormous arms and neck. His shoulder length hair was tied back in a honey colored ponytail, and his turquoise eyes were shining down on me, even though the bar was very dark. He wasn't Thor, but something about him was really familiar. Where had I seen him before?
Hey, I'm Braylon, he said, holding out his hand.
Brooklyn, I said, so overcome with his beauty that I forgot that I was supposed to be sulking.
Brooklyn?
He frowned.
Brooklyn Winters?
Yeah?
I knew you from somewhere. Damn, you've really grown up.
Have we met? I asked, my tipsy brain still trying to place him.
Braylon Colding, I went to your high school in Singapore.
Something finally clunked into place. Braylon, hot Braylon, the 12th grader I and
every other ninth grade girl in my school had had a crush on back in Singapore. I hadn't known him well, of course, since he'd been older, but I remembered his gorgeous golden head bobbing up and down on the rugby field, and how girls would jokingly proclaim that they had caught a cold whenever he walked down the school halls. Braylon, no way! It's great to see you. He pulled me into a bear hug.
What are you doing here?
I live here.
You do? Since when?
Since, like, 5 years ago?
Awesome!
What are you doing here?
I'm from here,
he laughed. You're from Vancouver? I always thought you were American.
Everyone always does with us Canadians, don't they? He winked. But no, I'm not from Vancouver. I'm from Ontario. Went to U of T for uni. I just moved out here 2 and a bit years ago for work. I wish I'd known you were in town. No one knows how to party like us Singapore folks.
True, I grinned, grabbing a second shot and offering my third to him. We clinked our glasses together and downed them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, are you in uni now, or?
I was momentarily distracted by Apollo, who was looking over at us from the dance floor. Leaning closer to Braylon, I said, just graduated. I'm working as a teacher now.
Good for you.
I stole another glance over at Apollo. He looked irritated. I smiled to myself. I couldn't believe I'd been lucky enough to run into an insanely hot guy tonight. Talking to Braylon was pissing Apollo off, and Braylon was a babe. What are you doing for work here? I asked him.
I'm a freelance director of photography. I mostly work on socially conscious documentary series.
That's awesome. Gemma! I cried out, for I had just seen Gemma on the dance floor. She came hurtling over, looking flustered. There you are, Brooklyn. Where have you, Lana and Bree, been? I asked.
Dealing with a bit of Lana drama. Is that your shot, Brooklyn? I think I'll get one. I'm sober as a judge.
Yeah, have it if you want.
Why, thank you,
she grinned, downing it. So, what happened with Lana?
Oh, well, Lana got a little wasty and was flirting with this random Australian guy. And right when they started making out, Chris showed up.
Oh, shit, I said. Chris is Lana's boyfriend, I explained to Braylon. Gemma rolled her eyes.
I told Lana she should have broken up with Chris ages ago. Every time she gets drunk, she flirts with other guys. Apparently, she forgot that she'd invited him to come tonight. Chris went absolutely mental and punched the guy in the face.
Oh shit, are they okay?
Oh, everyone's fine. James showed up and somehow managed to calm everyone down in the way that only James can before the bouncer kicked us all out.
Wait, where are they all now?
Well, we were trying to call you from outside for ages, but then the friends of the Australian guy showed up and apparently they thought James was the one who punched their friend. So James, Lana, and Bree decided to leave before things escalated. They told me to say bye and happy birthday to you for them, though. After that, I managed to convince the doorman to let me back inside by telling him I had left my very drunk best friend in here alone and needed to come rescue her.
I'm not that drunk. Gemma gave the empty shot glasses in front of me a significant look, but all she said was, "Anyway, sorry we disappeared." "It's all good. I'm just glad they're okay."
"And I'm glad you're all right."
Braylon winked.
"Gemma, was it?"
"Who are you?" Gemma asked, apparently noticing Braylon for the first time. "Oh, Jem, this is Braylon," I said. "We know each other from high school in Singapore. Isn't that crazy?"
"You what?"
Braylon explained.
"Wow, that's such a coincidence that you're both in Van now," Gemma marveled.
"Singapore's like that," Braylon said.
"Hang on a sec," Gemma said, whipping out her phone and answering a call from Lana.
"What?"
"Yes, I'm with Brooklyn now."
"No, she doesn't hate you."
"No, I don't hate you either."
"Well, yes, it was a bit of a dick move to make out with a random guy in front of your boyfriend, Lana, but we still love you."
She rolled her eyes at us and put her finger in her ear to drown out the noise of the bar while she continued to console Lana.
Braylon leaned over to me conspiratorially.
"Brooklyn, I'm so glad I bumped into you tonight."
"Why is that?"
"Well, forgive me if this is too forward, but I am really into..."
I blinked flirtatiously up into his aqua eyes. "Into who?"
"Your friend Gemma."
A sensation similar to having been punched in the stomach ran through me. But all I said was, "Of course you are."
"What's her story? Is she single or..."
I looked out over the dance floor. Apollo and Amanda were slow dancing now. "Yeah," I sighed. "She's single. And she's incredible." Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please give it 5 stars on Apple or Spotify, write a review, share it on social media, and tell your friends. Confessions of a New Grad is written, performed, and produced by me, Greta Craig. Rebecca Montgomery does cover and episode artwork, as well as editing the scripts. For accompanying illustrations, exclusive news, and extra content, you can follow the show on Instagram at newgradpodcast. You can also find more information and get in touch via our website, confessionsofanewgrad.com. Special thanks to all the musicians who allowed us to use their work in this production. You can find the soundtracks in the episode descriptions. I love interacting with you and hearing your thoughts on the show or anything at all, so please feel free to continue to reach out to me on Instagram or via the show's website.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.